We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I'm glad to hear that this coach can pray. You know, did you hear the language at the end of that story that students should be free from... What was it? Exposure to school prayer? I mean, it's one thing if you're told you must pray. You tell me I must do something that's very personal, and I'm probably going to push back on that. But, you know, I think this idea that you're not going to expose young people to religion or to people of faith and what motivates them has really served us wrong. And I posted blasphemy on liberal blast. It's blasphemy for liberals and the leftists and for a lot of Americans, because one of the biggest lies that I have been told in my lifetime, and it took me a long time to figure it out, is the lie that diversity is our strength. I mean, you've heard it, right? When I was in my fraternity, diversity is our strength, diversity is our strength. And I looked around the room in my fraternity at Baylor, and I thought, you know, the fact that we've got a couple of black guys in here, and you've got me in student government, and you've got a couple of student athletes of different races, and you've got an Asian guy whose father came over on a boat from Korea. That's not the strength. It's the fact that all of these individuals share some common values, and we're all trying to make the organization that we were a part of in college successful and strong and the winners, and it's commonality that is a strength. Common values, common goals shared amongst maybe different types of people. And I think we've made a big mistake in the country by misunderstanding this. We've talked about how diversity in and of itself is a strength, and I don't think that's true, because when you're too diverse, you've got nothing in common, and you wind up having conflict all the time. And I really think that's coming home to roost, this stupid, wonderful Hallmark greeting card line that is killing us culturally. Donald Trump was right. This isn't, you know, taking down the statues around Virginia and around the United States wasn't just about, you know, purging Confederate generals, as if that's a smart thing to do. It was about the leftists coming in trying to erase American history. And that continues. While the statues on Monument Avenue were sitting near the wastewater treatment plant in the dirt, in the mud, deliberately a middle finger to everybody who had family members who fought and died in the war, the Marxists are continuing their efforts. And yesterday, they went to a meeting in Charlottesville advocating that the name of Thomas Jefferson, the name of James Madison, be stripped off of the regional library in Thomas Jefferson's own backyard. Dr. Anne McLean told us this was happening. She was actually in Charlottesville at the meeting yesterday, and I thought, you know, I got to hear how this went. So, Dr. McLean, I appreciate you joining us. What happened yesterday at this meeting in Charlottesville? And which board or group was actually holding the meeting?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Thank you, John. It was the Board of Trustees for the Jefferson Madison Regional Library, okay, Mainly Charlottesville and Albemarle, but we had a representative. There was a representative of Louisa, and it was amazing. I mean, I'm so glad I got to be in the room and see these two camps, that our whole culture is experiencing this. And it was all sort of boiled down in this room. Mm-hmm. And it was such a fascinating conversation for someone like myself that enjoys ideas. And it was also really just so telling, because if you took the ideas of the people defending Jefferson, they were so weighty and kind of fine and sound. And if they were on a scale, they would be way down, you know, really full of heft and thought. And the others were just very specious, I thought. And I'm kind of full of sophistry and sort of narcissistic. But that's just my take of it. I can give you some takeaways.
Well, tell me what the group that's pushing to strip Thomas Jefferson's name off the library, what is their argument that he owned slaves, and that, you know, forget the Declaration of Independence, forget being the President of the United States, forget being the ambassador to France, forget being one of the preeminent thought leaders in the Western world in his generation, and giving us documents that have metamorphosized into the society we have today. Forget all of that. The fact that he owned slaves like other wealthy landowners did in America and around the world, that negates his legitimacy.
It's almost this. I feel the name doesn't represent myself. There was a caller who came in on Zoom, and she'd received a message from the Reclaimed Roots group on Facebook to call in and speak. And she said she had a mixed race marriage, but because of that, she didn't feel that those names represented herself or her son or her husband. There was a teacher who, I mean, it really made me think about, you know, how much the Freudian Marxists have taken over education. Mm-hmm. But she said, I don't feel acknowledged. And she was very angry. And
What am I supposed to do, you think, if I were talking to them? What do you think? If I moved into the city and I adopted some kids and they were going to Barack Obama Elementary School or middle school, whatever it is here in Richmond, and they were would these kids feel like Barack Obama represented them and their family? I mean, this is a weird concept that the name on a building is supposed to represent everybody.
Exactly. It's impossible because we are so varied. I mean, no one can completely represent every other person in the United States. So all these battles have been fought through Western civilization for a thousand years, you know, longer than that. And they've been, you know, we've worked these things out as to the best that's been thought and said, and the seeds of our emancipation and freedoms here in Virginia were given to us by Jefferson and Madison, and that came out loud and clear. I guess the hero of the evening was Professor Robert Turner, who stood up and said he was saddened because there's a lot of agreement here. We know slavery was a horrible institution, no question about that. We should not apologize for it. So at that moment, there was sort of agreement in the group. But slavery was not just a product of white people, he said. Virtually every slave brought to the United States came in chains and was brought here by other enslaved black people. They had been enslaved in Africa and brought here. So it existed also in every country almost until about the 1980s. And actually, you can make the argument it's still in existence around the world in certain places and in Africa right now. So slavery was wrong, and it is wrong, but we've got to understand that, as he said, 90% of the men who died fighting against slavery in the Civil War were white men. And it's important we try to bring our country together. And at the time, Jefferson, it was illegal to free slaves. So the merit and the things that Jefferson did, you know, he was the one that drafted the first law to free slaves in Virginia. And he, you know, the Northwest Ordinance, he said, no, we shouldn't expand this. And he was, oh, my goodness. If people really understood and could comprehend the facts of Thomas Jefferson, they would embrace his full, you know, as one of the biggest champions for freedom. So
yeah, I think a lot of us are taking direction from mental midgets and angry, bitter people. And that's not, you know, that's not going to result in good public policy for any of us, and it's not going to sow the seeds of a prosperous future for the collective, since they're so worried about the collective. That this is not going to make things better in Virginia. In fact, it's likely to make things worse. So what happens? I'm about to run out of time, but is this thing dead? since there were people
there's going to be another meeting, right, in July. We've got, I guess, Thomas Unsworth. He's stepping down, a new man. Tony Townsend is going to take over from, his position in the Albemarle, Charlottesville Albemarle Library. And they're going to discuss it again. And what I'm worried about is we've seen this MO before, especially with the statues in Richmond. Mm-hmm. You have meetings. You talk about it. You get comments. Then you have another meeting, you get more comments, you get more perspectives. And then actually in the end of the day, none of it matters. Now, I'm really hoping there was a man, Michael Powers, of the Jefferson Madison Regional Library, and he was very thoughtful, and he really spoke up for Jefferson. And he said, Jefferson's legacy is not the problem, but it is the solution. And he said, we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and all men are created equal. These were so important. So Jefferson's legacy in world history outweighs whatever other legacies you might want to pin on him and that he left behind. And so
this
I
thing goes into next month, and how can folks track the movement? And I've just got to believe, we mentioned that email the other day when you were on.
Yes.
I've got to believe there are people in this crowd who are tired of sitting silently and watching their heritage stolen from them. How can they make a comment?
I'd say do the same, director@jmrl.org. And Michael Power said he got over 100 comments. So if any of your listening audience wrote in, it mattered. There was a terrific outpouring of support for Thomas Jefferson yesterday.
Jefferson Madison, rlregionallibrary.org.
So you just rl.org. So it's very simple. director@jmrl.org. And also another, the Jefferson Council, which is a group of alums. Thomas Neal from Baltimore wrote in, and I thought he made an extraordinary point. He said, if you remove the names of Jefferson and Madison, you're spitting in the face of every American patriot who died defending their nation. And he
this is insanity. I don't even know why I don't know why we're even entertaining this type of Taliban-esque purge in America. I mean, I think people need to be fed up with it and stop being scared that somebody's going to call you a racist. The truth is, you're going to get called a racist. So when they do it, look them in the eye and tell them to go to hell. Because that's just not true. You know whether you're a racist or not. If you're not a racist, then don't be fearful when some reverse racist, white or black, throws that at you. Until everybody gets over it and starts standing up for what they believe in and stop being scared of that word, we are going to get rolled here. And I appreciate it. Dr. Anne McLean, the noted art historian who's tracking this for us, I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.